I mentioned at the beginning of Mass, this Palm Sunday is a specific remembrance, of Jesus entering into Jerusalem and the crowds joyfully shouting Hosanna to the Son of David. That the Messiah had literally come to them, had it showed up in Jerusalem, and they believed that God was doing something great. But it's also the remembrance or the beginning of the rest of Holy Week, which we've read through in the Gospel. Jesus' gift of the Eucharist, the gift of himself on Holy Thursday at the Last Supper, his desire to do the Father's will, even if it wasn't his own, in his suffering and death on the cross, and then ultimately the glory of his resurrection on Easter Sunday. In some ways, we can feel like we're part of both crowds, both the ones that welcome Jesus joyously in Jerusalem, but also the ones that shout, "Crucify him," on Good Friday. I like Pope Benedict XVI's kind of approach to this, because he says there are two different crowds. There's a different crowd on Palm Sunday than there is on Good Friday. Not just in the way that they react to Jesus, but he's saying literally they are different people. He asserts, especially based on the gospel we read from today, the version of Luke of the Passion, that the people on Palm Sunday shouting Hosanna to the Son of David are primarily from Galilee, primarily from where Jesus did his miracles and where he preached, and they believed that he was the Messiah. Now, many of them had come to Jerusalem for Passover and were excited to see Jesus, but they were really believers in Jesus. They trusted in him and thought he was doing something new. But then the crowd on Good Friday is some of those same people, but it's almost a bigger crowd. It's a bigger crowd, the people of Jerusalem, the religious leaders, everybody that had gathered there in Jerusalem for the Passover. And this is a mixed crowd. That at best it's ambivalent to Jesus, kind of neutral, or it's straight up hostile to him. What I like about Pope Benedict's approach to seeing these two crowds is we don't have to feel like we are in both crowds at the same time. We don't have to feel like we're kind of split down the middle and sometimes believing in Jesus and rejoicing in him and sometimes falling into sin. Instead, I would hope all of us that showed up here on Palm Sunday feel like we're more part of the Palm Sunday crowd. Those that believe that Jesus is the Messiah. That he's doing something new and amazing from the right hand of God. Even if we don't understand exactly where the rest of this week is going to lead. Even if it's not how we would imagine him asserting his love and his power over sin and death. But if we're part of that crowd, then we can approach this week with faith. Seeing that God is doing something new, even if it is something surprising. Even if we wouldn't want to go with him or see him suffer in the way that he did, we can say, "Jesus, help me to trust and see that you are doing something good and something new, even in the midst of your suffering and pain." I actually think that's why in the Gospel of Luke, it really doesn't pin the crucifixion of Jesus on any one person or on any particular group. The version from John, which we read on Good Friday, seems to point the blame directly at Pontius Pilate or what John calls the Jews. And by that, he really just means the crowd of everybody that's gathered in Jerusalem. He's not saying a particular ethnic people. He's saying the crowd itself is the one kind of calling for Jesus to die and calling for his rejection. But in Luke, it's really not pinned on anyone. And it's not as if Jesus was seeking this out. It's not as if anybody in particular does it. In fact, Pontius Pilate in Luke's gospel really backs away from the idea of doing very much harm to Jesus at all. He acknowledges twice that he has done nothing to deserve death, so he'll have him flogged, but then he's really not Pilate's problem. In fact, in Luke, we don't even have Pontius Pilate condemning Jesus to death. It's just as if it's kind of this runaway train. That once the crowd starts to yell, "Crucify him," it's almost as if Jesus is kind of swept up and forced to carry this cross with no particular command at all. Brothers and sisters, I actually think that's a helpful way for us to approach this week with faith. Not to feel like it's just necessarily my sins or the sins of the world that caused Jesus to do this. Not really to focus on pointing the finger at who did this or why did it happen. But instead to try to have those eyes of faith like the crowd that welcomes him on Palm Sunday. That we can rejoice in the ways he has blessed us and given us his grace already. But also we can say, "Lord, I still believe that you are the Messiah. I still believe that even if I don't really understand or can make sense of what you're doing on Holy Thursday and Good Friday and Holy Saturday. I trust that you are doing something new and something good. That even in the midst of that suffering and pain, I can see the ways that your love overcomes sin and death in the world. Brothers and sisters, let us pray to have those eyes of faith, that we can continue to be the crowd of Palm Sunday all throughout this Holy Week. Sometimes surprised and shocked about what happens to Jesus, but always seeing that he is the Messiah. He is the Son of David come into the world, come to show us his love and glory, even in the midst of his suffering and pain, even in the midst of the scandal of his crucifixion on Good Friday. Because then with the eyes of faith, we can find great joy in his resurrection on Easter Sunday, knowing that new life wasn't just something that he did 2,000 years ago. That new life is what he wants to give us now in the midst of our joys and sufferings in our daily life.